1106 KGO, the Monty Show is on KGO San Francisco, and a pleasure to welcome Maria Ross into the studio. And I don't want to delay any further because this is a great story. I'm holding Maria's book, Rebooting My Brain, How a Freak Aneurysm Reframed My Life. Now, that sounds like a huge, big thing, but what really happened? One day, what happened?
So my brain exploded, basically. I had some symptoms for about a month and a half of like a really, really bad sudden headache. I mean, beyond a regular migraine. It was one second I was fine, and the next I was dizzy, nauseous, back pain, neck pain. Had to collect myself. Went to a doctor. He just thought it was stress and high blood pressure and just had me monitor it for a while and see how things went. And so about a month and a half, I suffered from some periodic additional migraines, never as bad as the first. And then one day I was again sick and vomiting and, drill in my skull, and decided to stay home that day. And my husband decided to come home from work early that day to help take care of me. So he was home when I collapsed unconscious on the bathroom floor.
Do you remember it?
No, I actually don't remember most of the month of August of that year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, a lot of short-term memory gets impacted, as well as when you're in ICU, they're giving you all these drugs and sedating you and putting you in an induced coma and all that kind of stuff. So,
I remember
snatches of it, but not the whole period of time.
Wow, that's amazing. And when you write a book like this, and you think, because this book's been out for a while now, and you've processed this, obviously before you even wrote the book, you processed this major incident in your life. Mm-hmm. Has this really changed who you are? Has this really changed your life?
Yes. There's a lot that had to change, as I write about in the book, because of my brain injury. There was stuff I was forced to change. For example, I can't multitask the way I used to. And I used to be this crazy, busy, on the hamster wheel multitasker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so I can't do that anymore. My brain literally can't filter that much information. So it forced me in a way to kind of slow down. It forced me to become more patient, a little bit more accepting.
Sure.
I'm not perfect. I'm not, some Zen master now because of it.
But that's fine.
If you read the book, you will be. No. But it's changed a lot in terms of being able to catch myself when I'm on that hamster wheel and saying, whoa, slow down.
Yeah.
Focus. You need to do this for your health now.
Wow, that's amazing. Maria Ross is in studio here on The Monty Show at KGO talking about her book, Rebooting My Brain, How a Freak Aneurysm Reframed My Life. And I want to go back to before the aneurysm happens, even before the month where you weren't feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
What was your life like? You say you were really busy, but were you happy? Were you just living the dream? What was your life like?
Well, my husband and I had both been in Silicon Valley tech marketing, and we had moved up to Seattle at the time. And so we were dealing with a new city, new friends, new network, brand new house, our first house, got a dog, first dog we'd ever had. And then I decided to throw more fuel to the fire and start my own business.
Oh, wow.
So it was a crazy time, I guess you could say. There was a lot I was taking on, and I've always been that person that's taken on a lot, but even for me, I'd kind of hit my limit.
Yeah.
So it was just this crazy busy time of change and a lot of stress. And I think that's why the doctor thought this was just all stress related, because of everything that had been going on.
Sure. And that's logical. That's logical. So now look at your life today right now.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, and this is a crazy, I guess, question and premise, are you better off today than you were before the incident?
I think so. I'm one of the fortunate ones with my injury. 50% of the people die from what I had, the hemorrhage that I had. So I'm fortunate enough to see the experience as a gift, because I've recovered and I've adapted around my new challenges. But
was it a gift, though? And I guess that's what I'm trying to get at with you, because you don't go through this and live, number one, and we'll talk about that in a minute. You don't go through this and live and have no purpose.
Mm-hmm.
When you come that close to death, it generally changes the fiber of who you are. You can't help it, whether you want it to or not. I would assume it changes who you are, right?
It does. And actually, at first, everyone was so eager to find out what epiphany I'd had. And really in the year or so afterwards, it's like, I'm just trying to be able to walk my dog again. Like, yeah. I'm not worried about climbing the pyramids or, you know, seeing the world. But after a while, you do start to reflect and go, how has this changed me? And I have a chapter in the book where I talk about, I went through sort of a survivor's guilt of saying, if I'm still here, why am I still here?
See, and
why did I get
right
spared?
There.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, what's my purpose? And I've always been, you know, a volunteer. I've always gotten involved in the community, but I kind of went at it with a vengeance to the point that my husband was like, I don't know that this is a good thing for you
but
to get involved
like
in all of this.
You seem like a painfully nice person. You seem really grounded. We were joking about online dating before, and you seem really grounded as a person. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder, can you look back on who you used to be and compare it to who you are now? Can you look back on that and can you see how you have changed?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think identity is a big part of it, not just because there were things about me that had to change because of the brain injury, mm-hmm. but also the experience itself. So, you know, physically, there were things that
gotcha.
I had to adapt to, things that I was not as good at anymore that I had sort of used to define myself.
Like what?
Well, I think the multitasking thing is a big one.
So you were proud of that. You had patches that said I can multitask.
I did. I was a Girl Scout. I had my merit badges. But, you know, it's about how it's this whole exploration of how do we define who we are? And often we define who we are through these things that are actually quite silly.
Yeah.
And what you learn is actually the fiber of who you are is actually what got me through this whole crisis. You know, those things didn't change.
Now,
my
see,
sense
no
of
offense.
Humor,
wait.
All that.
No offense. That sounds like a bunch of, you know, philosophical, I spent time inside of my own self thinking about it. I've changed the fiber of who I am.
No, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't.
But you have to look at that. When you almost die, we're talking with Maria Ross, who's mm-hmm. an author, who had an aneurysm. And I can't imagine going through that.
Mm-hmm.
But it does change the fiber of who you are. I can't believe that you come out the other side the same way.
It depends on what you think is the fiber of who you are. So my approach to life, my gumption, my ability to just try to find a way through things, that was always who I was.
Yeah.
So that part is what actually got me through all this.
Oh, okay.
So,
I got you.
You know, it's and that's the funny thing. I joke about the myth of almost dying is like you have this epiphany and people look at you like you're some Sherpa on the top of a mountain. And the reality is it's not true. When you almost die, you're dealing with getting back into your life. You're dealing with trying to get back to the baseline that was normal before. You're not sitting around immediately after recovery and going, how has this changed me? And what have I learned from it? But in time,
you do
those things. Yeah.
God, it's so interesting to me. And I think death and near death mm-hmm. fascinates people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you go through and you say you don't remember really that month of August.
Yeah.
What do you remember? Did you ever feel like you had a near death experience? Do you have any kind of memory of dreams or what was that like?
Yeah, I do have little pieces that I remember. I actually have a quick memory of them stitching the hole in my head where the drain was because the anesthesia didn't take. So I have a memory of that. I have a quick memory of some other stuff. My memory picks up again when I was transferred hospitals and uh-huh. I went into inpatient rehab, but I was blind for 6 weeks. I couldn't see because of a hemorrhage in my retina. So, like I remember watching, quote unquote, the TV, a lot of Law and Order because it's a very verbal show. So I could keep track of the plot.
Awesome. SVU.
Totally. Like those marathons on USA.
Wow.
But, you know, so I remember things like that. But yeah, I don't think this is actually what a lot of neuro rehab psychologists told me as I was researching my case and the book is self-appraisal is something that brain injury patients deal with. False self-appraisal. Either they think they're better at something or worse at something. And I really, when I was in the hospital, didn't have an appreciation for what had happened. I was acting like I'd had the flu and I'm going to just get out of this bed in 2 weeks and I'm going to go back to work.
Yeah, never
Meanwhile,
mind the hole in your head.
My
you
hole in my
about.
Head or I'm shaved or I can't see or I'm, you know, 90 pounds. That's what I thought.
Wow,
so
90
pounds. I didn't appreciate it at the time.
God almighty, that's what's amazing. All right, it's 11:16 at KGO. Coming back, let's talk about what's in your book. And I do want to talk a little bit about more about aneurysms. And I want to talk about the symptoms of that, because I think we all know what an aneurysm is, but I don't think we respect it. I don't think we understand it. I don't think we understand that process. I want to talk about that with Maria Ross. She's got a great book out. Find it. It's called Rebooting My Brain, How a Freak Aneurysm Reframed My Life. More with Maria Ross next on KGO.
The Bay Area RV Expo is back and bigger than ever. Stop by the Bay Area RV Expo January 11th through the 21st and learn how easily you could be living in comfort and travel with your brand new RV. With free admission, free parking, and free food, you've got to stop by this premier event showcasing everything. Tent trailers, toy haulers, fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A, B, and C motorhomes, even luxury diesels. Knowledgeable service technicians will be on site ready to show you the ins and outs of RVing with daily seminars. Huge manufacturer discounts and factory reps on site. Think you can't own an RV? Think again. Bank financing will be available on the spot. New, used, consignment, and bank-owned RVs. It's RV fun and excitement for the whole family when you visit the Bay Area RV Expo. Free parking, free admission, and free food. From Dublin Boulevard, take Regional Street next to Outback Steakhouse in Dublin. For more info, call 1-855-4-RV-EXPO or visit BayAreaRVExpo.com. Sponsored by Sky River RV.
Guys, you wouldn't send someone else to a jewelry store to pick out a diamond for the woman you love. The only way to know the quality is to see the diamonds yourself. At Shane Company, our diamond buyers also have to see the diamonds firsthand. That's why they go to the diamond cutters in Antwerp, Tel Aviv, and Mumbai and handpick the diamonds with the most sparkle from within each grade. Because we buy so many diamonds, negotiate hard, and pay cash, we get the best prices. Most other jewelers buy their diamonds sight unseen from middlemen and are forced to pass those markups on to their customers. See what your money buys elsewhere, then come to Shane Company for a diamond that sparkles beautifully and a price that will amaze you.
Shane Company, direct diamond importers in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
The Ford Store Morgan Hill would like to invite you in to see the freshest lineup in America. Ford now offers 7 vehicles with over 40 miles a gallon highway or better. That includes the Fiesta, Focus, Focus Electric, the all-new C-Max, C-Max Energy, Fusion Hybrid, and Fusion Energy. And now Ford beats Toyota in fuel economy in every segment. Exclusive EcoBoost technology delivers great fuel efficiency and power. A little short of cash after the holidays? Well, right now, Ford will make your first 3 payments. What more is there to think about? Why not start the year with a fresh new car or truck? At the Ford Store Morgan Hill, each one of our 440 new and pre-owned vehicles are clearly marked with our bottom line sale price right on the window. No hassle, no haggle. We're the number one Ford dealership in the Bay Area thanks to this bottom line low pricing and our huge inventory. So come on in, check out the freshest lineup in America at the Ford Store Morgan Hill. 101 at the East Dunn exit.
Up to $1,500 on select models. See dealer for details.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. He's about the size of the bonus $15 iTunes gift card you get for buying $75 or more of qualifying ink. And iTunes bonus is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals at Office Max. Offer ends January 19th. Excludes Epson, Office Max, and ink refill. Limit 2.
This is Kim Foster from KGO Radio. With the holidays over, I'm ready for a productive year. First up, home renovations. Not remodeling, just redecorating. Winter always means more time inside, which is a welcome change from the busy holidays. After packing up the Christmas decorations, I discovered so much I've been holding on to. You know, those little decorative extras and furniture that you just can't bear to part with since it was so expensive, but just don't fit into your home style anymore. Well, I am definitely going to take these treasures to the Home Consignment Center. This way, I make a little extra cash without any hassle and free up space for new or next to new consignment items we really need. And who knows? I always find little surprises at the Home Consignment Center, like a chandelier or mirror that add new life to a room and make me smile during those cozy winter nights in. You must see for yourself why I'm always raving about this place. So go to thehomeconsignmentcenter.com, find the showroom closest to you, or make a weekend of it and shop till you drop. Happy hunting.
Your home for talk all weekend long. Monty, Finney, Ryan Scott, Carell, Candice DeLong, and Pat Thurston. Talk lives here. KGO 810.
1121 KGO 810, The Monty Show with you. Maria Ross, an author of a book called Rebooting My Brain, How a Freak Aneurysm Reframed My Life is in studio here at KGO. Talk to me about what an aneurysm is. So how does this, walk me through the process, because that's what I really think this book's about. This is an educational, this is a piece of educational material, in my opinion. You can learn from your story and going through all this. So what is an aneurysm? How do they work? How does it happen?
So I had always thought I knew what an aneurysm was, but I thought it was an event. I mm-hmm. thought it was like you have an aneurysm, like you have a heart attack. But in reality, an aneurysm is a thing. So it's a weak spot in your blood vessel that bulges out. You know how like on an old tire, sometimes you get a little patch that... And so that little bulge or balloon, if it gets too big and puts pressure on surrounding areas of the brain, or like in my case, it ruptures, that's very bad.
Yeah.
And so over time, especially like for me, I had high blood pressure, so that exacerbated it. And as you get high blood pressure going through your blood vessel, it's putting more and more stress on that balloon.
On that weak spot.
Exactly, until it bursts.
And then... You talked about your specific incident. You're at home, mm-hmm. and this aneurysm bursts,
mm-hmm.
and you just collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
So what was, I mean, you had been not feeling well for a few weeks, you said?
Off and on, yeah. For about a month and a half, I had that initial really, really bad headache. They call it a thunderclap headache, which mm-hmm. is a big warning light that there could be an aneurysm. And then I had subsequently just occasional really bad migraines that would kind of keep me in bed or keep me at home.
And then this thing just explodes. You collapse because you should have died. If there wasn't a very specific set of circumstances, which I want you to go through, this will kill you if you don't get help immediately, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why, you know, concussions and such are such a big deal, because they can cause an aneurysm to form. And so, you know, if people are having, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people go to the doctor with the symptom of a headache,
mm-hmm.
but believe me, this is a headache that one second there was no headache and the next I was completely impaired.
Yeah.
So my doctor actually should have known when I went to the doctor after that happened. He should have ordered a scan for me. And so it's really important that people know. There's a lot of groups like the Brain Injury Network of the Bay Area that try to educate doctors on what they should be looking for, because a lot of these primary care doctors don't know what to look for when it comes to symptoms of an aneurysm.
So this thunderclap headache,
mm-hmm.
what is that like?
It was just intense. I was actually at a theater audition when this happened, and I got off the stage and I was really nervous. My blood pressure was up. And as I was leaving the auditorium, I thought I felt my blood pressure kind of coming back down. You know, you're calm now.
Yeah.
You're off stage. You're done.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
Phew. And literally one second I was fine. The next it was like something got pounded into my skull, and I actually had to grab a pole and steady myself, and it instantly caused neck and back pain as well as
like
nausea.
Upper back pain, lower back pain? Where did
like
it...
down my spine.
Oh,
kind
wow,
of back
okay.
pain.
Yeah.
And neck pain. I couldn't move my neck. I was nauseous. I was dizzy. So I collected myself and was actually able to drive back to my house.
No kidding.
And then this collapse happened a month and a half later.
Wow.
Yeah.
So are you upset? Are you frustrated? Are you angry with your doctor for not sending you? Or...
No, I mean, he probably should have known better. But the more that I've learned after researching this book, the more that there's many doctors that don't realize that those are some of the basic symptoms of a mm-hmm. brain aneurysm. And plus, like I said, because a headache is a very common symptom.
Yeah, yeah.
And he didn't know me. I was a brand new patient. I had just moved to Seattle.
And by the way, where did you move and what was close to your house, you told me?
Oh, so we moved to Seattle, and one of the best trauma centers in the country, especially for neurosurgery, happens to be 5 miles from where I lived.
Worked
so I was
out
very
well.
Fortunate. Yes.
Thank you for your realtor.
Yes, thank you.
And it turns out your husband's home.
Mm-hmm.
So you collapse,
mm-hmm.
and your husband's there because you had not been feeling well. He comes home early.
Right.
I mean, you had a very specific set of circumstances that saved your life, but this is a fatal issue. This kills half the people that deal with it, correct?
Absolutely. About 40% of people who have a ruptured brain aneurysm will die as a result, according to the Brain Aneurysm Foundation.
That's amazing. So what else am I going to find in this book?
Well, I tried to present kind of a, like you said, an educational component about brain injury, but really I wanted to write a book that was inspirational if anybody was yanked out of their life by any crisis,
mm-hmm.
whether it's divorce or death. Sort of this question I was asking myself of how do you get back into your life after you've been yanked out?
Wow,
what are
that's
steps?
Funny you said that, because I was going to say, how did you How do you reinsert yourself? How do you not every time you have a headache or every time your eyes are tired, or how are you not freaking out that you're going to have another aneurysm?
Well, I think part of it is awareness and education and just knowing that those things are going to happen. I'm still going to get stress headaches. But, you know, we are a lot more vigilant. And I think especially my husband, because, you know, I didn't remember that whole month. I got spared the trauma of the ambulance coming, and but he remembers it all.
Yeah.
So, you know, the minute I'm like, oh, my head kind of hurts, he's like, are you okay? What kind of headache? Where is it? You know, he's very cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it does. You look at your health care in a different way. And like, for example, we moved back to the Bay Area. So mm-hmm. I have a new doctor, and I've been very high maintenance with her just because I'm very concerned about my care. And
yeah.
I'm going to have to go to a new neurosurgeon to get my follow-up scans this year. And it's scary.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, do I fly back to the people that I know saved my life, or do I trust new people?
Well, there's some pretty good medicine down here.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I think I'm going to be fine.
Yeah, I think you'll be okay. We're talking to Maria Ross. She's an author. She's got a book out called Rebooting My Brain, How a Freak Aneurysm Reframed My Life. So you talk about other things in this book about getting back into your life. Has it been difficult? Do you feel fulfilled? Do you feel like you're whole? And I hate saying what you used to be, but when you go through something like this, do you ever get back to being happy and whole again?
I think so. I mean, that's a big concept I talk about in the book, was this idea of the old me versus the new me.
Yeah.
And it's not like, again, I've completely changed everything. But there's, as I was recovering, one of the biggest obstacles to my recovery was I kept trying to get back to the old baseline again. I wanted things to be exactly like they were before. And because of my brain injury, I had some cognitive impairments. I had some emotional and psychological impairments. And I kept trying to deny that.
Yeah.
And once you realize it's not about getting back to the old you, but it's about adapting to the new you and just figuring out a way to get around all the stuff.
That's so heavy.
Well, yeah, it is and it isn't. I mean, when you're dealing day by day, you know, one of the things, for example, is the cognitive issues. A lot of them are, for me, it was a frontal lobe injury. So a lot of them were like executive skills. So how do you know you're not as good at prioritizing until you have to prioritize? So sort of every day was bringing a new challenge as I kind of stretched myself and got back into work. And
what was it like being blind?
It was scary, but I think I was also really stubborn, and I once I heard it was temporary and that there could be a surgery that could correct that, then I was focused on that. And they actually tried to bring in a social worker to talk to me about resources for the blind, and I kicked him out of my hospital room.
Yeah.
And then my husband had to make him go away and not come back again because it was very upsetting. But once I knew there was some way to solve the problem, that was what I focused on. It wasn't about, oh, poor me. It was like, okay, there's a solution. Let's focus on that.
You had to have at least a little poor me. Never.
I didn't. And
oh, wow.
I write about that in the book because a lot of people do the whole why me lament when stuff happens to them. But nobody gets promised that everything's going to be smooth. So why not me over somebody else? You know?
Look at you, philosophical.
Not really.
I mean, that's... But that, I mean,
it's very practical. It's very just about why am I any better than anyone else if this shouldn't happen to me?
But so many people can't do what you just talked about. So many people cannot do that. Cannot say the easy answer is why me.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you. I'm not a why me guy. I'm not a why me guy.
Yeah.
I am much more of a how do I fix what the problem
is? Exactly.
How do I get out of this?
Exactly.
But I can tell you that I for sure would have been a little upset. I would have been
okay, if you're saying upset, that's different. There's definitely days I crawled into a ball in the corner and was like, oh, I wish this hadn't happened, and I wish that I could get back to the way things were.
Yeah, all right. We're gonna come back and finish this up because I do want to get to what the rest is in your book, and I want to talk about moving forward from a traumatic incident like this, because I think a lot of us, whether it's an aneurysm or a death or a divorce, I think there's a lot to that. So how you moved forward and what's in the book about that. Maria Ross sticks around for a few minutes. You can call her and ask her a question if you'd like to talk to her. 80-80-810. But at 11:30, John Kessler is live in the KGO newsroom.
San Francisco police investigating 49ers wide receiver Michael Crabtree in connection with a sexual assault. The assault allegedly happened at a San Francisco hotel early in the morning of January 13th, the day following the 49ers' victory over Green Bay. Crabtree has been interviewed by police, not arrested. arrested and is with the team in Atlanta. Fans, though, a bit perplexed.
I don't understand why these guys who have it so good, why they would do something, why he would do something that could potentially hurt not only himself, his family, but the team.
A Richmond man who gunned down his ex-girlfriend and her male friend at the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge toll plaza, sentenced to death yesterday. Nathan Burris, who represented himself, admitted ambushing the man with a shotgun in his parked truck, and by his own admission, he then ran to the toll booth where Ross was working and shot her to death. The defendant also said he has no remorse for the killings, often smiling and laughing between comments in court yesterday. Watch out, Beyonce and Katy Perry. There's another diva set to perform during the inauguration festivities, Lady Gaga. A person familiar with the inauguration tells Associated Press the pop star will perform at Tuesday's ball for White House staffers. A North Carolina man is getting his Purple Heart back after almost 70 years. He mailed it home and then never saw it again. 90-year-old George Hemphill earned the Purple Heart for his fighting in 1944 during World War II in France. That's when he mailed the medal home. Well, a man bought Hempel's Purple Heart in October 2000 in an antique store in Columbia, South Carolina, held on to it for a while until a friend put him in touch with Purple Hearts Reunited, which found Hempel in Union Mills, North Carolina. Traffic on the fives and a weekend forecast next.
President Barack Obama.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
Takes the oath of office again Monday.
And will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Hear the inauguration live during the Ron Owens program. Plus reports from KGO's Brian Copeland and Mark Curtis in Washington, D.C.
We're going to have participants from all 50 states who received nearly 3,000 applications from people who wanted to participate in the parade.
We're the Bay Area's news station, KGO 810.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. We are out to prove the raspberry ketone diet melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market today. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try raspberry ketone slim risk-free if you call right now. Be one of the first 50 callers and you'll receive a risk-free trial of raspberry ketone slim. Raspberry ketone is a natural compound most recognized for its incredible fat-burning traits and endorsed by a well-known television doctor as the number one miracle in a bottle to burn your fat. Lose the unwanted pounds and look your best. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. The first 50 callers try it risk-free.
Call now, 888-964-6780. 888-964-6780. That's 888-964-6780.
This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
One little joint supplement. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price, because right now we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-936-9265. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-936-9265. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-936-9265.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at OfficeMax. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. He's about the size of the bonus $15 iTunes gift card you get for buying $75 or more of qualifying ink. And iTunes bonus is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals at OfficeMax. Offer ends January 19th. Excludes Epson, OfficeMax, and Ink Refill. Limit 2.
Hurry into Sam's Club today for a special offer on Serta mattresses. January 18th through the 21st, members receive special financing for 18 months on any Serta mattress purchase of $279 or more with a Sam's Club consumer credit card. Choose from innerspring, memory foam, and more. Plus, Sam's Club offers delivery. See club for details. Don't miss the savings on Serta with special financing till January 21st. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save.
Are any of those work from home opportunities for real?
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Check out growyourincome.com. You'll find they've been helping our listeners to start their own home businesses for nearly 10 years. They're A-plus rated and affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company doing business in over 80 countries. So what's your dream? A part-time home business to pay off bills and take vacations? Or a fun, full-time home business so you can quit your boring job? No matter your age, education, or experience, you can literally earn money on your computer from your kitchen table. No selling soap, no cold calling, no pressure. They want you, and they're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit growyourincome.com. Growyourincome.com. That's growyourincome.com.
To the East Bay we go for traffic on the fives. Here's Mark Richards.
And we're going to start on Highway 4, eastbound Lone Tree Way or thereabouts. Somebody had a dog in the back of their truck not properly fastened in. The dog jumped. It's now injured. Last seen running center divide and left lane. Traffic heavy in that area. If you're in that area, caution. There's cars pulling over trying to corral this dog. And if you've got one in the back of your truck, make sure it's properly fastened in. Accident, 280 southbound at Saratoga Avenue off-ramp, partially blocking. 680 northbound at Bernal, that accident cleared, but we're still seeing some slow traffic in the southbound lane, so we may have a stall over there that's not been reported yet. And that problem we had all morning long, 80 eastbound, the Central Avenue off-ramp, it remains shut down. No confirmation they've been able to open it yet. Traffic made possible by Black Oak Casino. You deserve a playcation in California's gold country. Black Oak Casino in Tuolumne, the perfect place to stay. Take Highway 108 to Sonora. Follow the signs to the new resort hotel opening this spring. Black Oak Casino. See blackoakcasino.com for details. First traffic on the fives, Mark Richards, KGO 810.
Sunny and mild this afternoon. It is a spare of the air day, clear and cold tonight. We're in the 50s most everywhere in the Bay Area right now. San Francisco 58, San Jose 57, Oakland at 52 on your radio 810. John Kessler, KGO Radio News.
Tim Montemayor.
I think about what it means to believe in what you can't see. I think about things like believing in a God that people mock you for.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 till 1 on KGO 810. It's a beautiful
day. 11:38, KGO 810, The Monty Show. In studio is author Maria Ross, who has a book out called Rebooting My Brain, How a Freak Aneurysm Framed My Life. And you go through this major incident where you have this near-death experience from an aneurysm, and you've gone through the rehab, and you're regaining normalcy in your life, but you write so much about your husband in your book, and I'm curious, what toll did this take on your marriage and your relationship?
Well, it really strengthened it. You know, we were married only a little over 2 years when all of this happened, and I always say, you know, first of all, not everyone can say that their spouse saved their life, which, you know, he did. And I joke in the acknowledgments that it doesn't get him out of his chores, but
yep.
He got to play that card for a while. But it definitely strengthened our marriage in terms of he stepped up and he took those vows seriously. And I saw a lot of people in rehab in my support groups that weren't so lucky. Either people didn't understand what was happening to that spouse and abandoned them, or friends abandoned them, or didn't know how to treat them. So I was very fortunate that I had a husband who was willing to go to the doctor appointments with me and learn about what was happening.
Did you ever wonder about your husband? Did you ever wonder if he would? I mean, you see all this going on around you. I mean, did you ever were you ever insecure about your relationship, or was he just right there rock solid the whole time?
He was right there rock solid. I mean, I never for once felt like he was not going to be there. I think, you know, he probably had doubts. He probably was scared and probably didn't know what he was going to do if things were going to be more serious with my brain injury. And, you know, what if I couldn't walk, or
what if you couldn't talk? What if you couldn't see? What
exactly.
If you couldn't function?
And there was a period where, you know, after the initial life-saving surgery, when I was in ICU and in the induced coma on a ventilator, when they didn't know. They had no idea. At that point, they were just trying to save my life. But even the doctor said to him, you know, we can save her life, but that's all we can do. We don't know what she's going to be like coming out of this. And
wow.
I can't imagine being told that.
Can't even imagine.
Yeah.
You wrote a book about it. Does it seem like this is you in this book? Does it seem you wrote this book, and I know that you went through it, and you know you went through it, but does it seem like this is you in this book?
Sometimes, no. Sometimes it's, I look back at that and go, you know, I look back at some of the stories and the anecdotes that I share about the recovery process.
Yeah.
And I sometimes think, look how far I've come, and that feels good. But then I look at things.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I look at things and go, wow, I can't believe I had the strength to get through that. Mm. So.
Wow. And talking to Maria Ross, she's an author here on KGO. Take me through what you learned, because you write in here about some of the things you learned, and take me through what are we going to see in this book? What did you learn about this?
Well, I kind of, as I was writing, realized these three main lessons kept coming back in terms of what got me back on my feet again. And the first one was patience, which is something I'm not very good at all as a redhead.
You do seem like a high motor girl. I'm just going to tell you.
I'm not very patient. But, you know, I had to learn that, like we talked about earlier, this wasn't the flu I was getting over. This was major brain injury, brain surgery. And when I was lying in the hospital bed, blind, staples in my head, you know, couldn't walk.
Listening to Law and Order.
For example, I still thought we were going on our trip to Spain in 2 weeks. I thought we were getting on a plane and we were going. And my husband had to tell me multiple times, because I had my short-term memory issues, that the trip was canceled.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had to learn that it was going to be small steps that were going to get me to the goal. I wasn't going to go from 0 to 60 or hospital bed to Spanish beach in overnight.
Yeah.
And that was a really hard lesson to learn. And I just had to learn to embrace the small victories along the way. As long as I was moving upward, then it was good.
Yeah. Wow. That whole idea of control.
Yes.
Yeah. You're just in the car. You're not driving it at some point. And I mean, how was that difficult for you? Because you do seem like you are a command, a control. You are a presence. And I mean that in no insulting way. You are a beautiful woman. You're clearly an intelligent, well thought, well spoken person. Is it hard to sit there and have no ability to do anything?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's where that patience comes in, that I had always equated being patient with being stagnant. And I learned that it's not,
well,
that's not what that means. It's about, you know, again, taking those small steps and just knowing what the end goal is and trying to get there a little bit each day.
Talking to Maria Ross, she's got a great book out. I highly encourage you to get it. Read it, buy it, read it. It's called Rebooting My Brain, How a Freak Aneurysm Reframed My Life. But real quick, I want you to talk about something you said earlier about this is not just about an aneurysm, because I do feel like these conversations we're having are about a divorce, a car accident. Tell me that this is about more than an aneurysm.
It definitely is. I wrote it to inspire anyone who's dealing with a crisis of any kind, because I got yanked out of my life by a crisis. It's sort of like the merry-go-round's going and somebody dragged me off.
Yeah.
So how do you crank that machine back up again? How do you get back into, you know, I had just started a business. How do I get back into my business and start getting clients again? How do I reestablish the roles in our marriage, which had become, you know, they went from equals to caregiver and patient. How do you get back to that? And so I think there's a lot of similarities with a lot of other kinds of crises of what are those steps to take to get back into your life again?
Yeah. You want me to take? Yeah. Let me get James real quick, because James does want to talk to you. James in Watsonville, you're on KGO. Hello.
Yeah. Hi. I can't remember what your name was, but I just wanted to say congratulations on your recovery.
Thank you.
And I'm really proud of all you had to go through and everything, and that you came out pretty well on the other side.
Thank you.
I have a brain injury also. And also, my main point was, though, that going through what I had to go through with doctors, they're very limited on what they know about brain injury. And what I found out that is the way to treat brain injury is the only way to treat it is with another brain, and that's your husband.
So, that's very well put.
I love that.
So super, super congratulations on your
husband. Thank you.
He's your other brain. He's your brain. He's the wheelchair for your brain.
Yeah. Well, hey, James, good to hear from you, bro. I appreciate the phone call. And, you know, it's interesting, before I let you go, this is about war veterans. This is about football players. This is about the amateur snowboarder or skier like myself. I mean, because this isn't just one sect of people. This could happen to a lot of people.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest thing with the awareness was what we learned more about the brain than we ever cared to from this whole experience. But this whole idea of, you know, brain injury isn't something you can always see. It's not like a broken arm or a broken leg. And so just saying somebody looks fine and they can say their name and show that you're holding up two fingers doesn't mean they're not struggling.
Yeah. Hey, her name is Maria Ross. She's got a book. It's called Rebooting My Brain, How a Freak Aneurysm Reframed My Life. Congratulations on your recovery and your book. Great to meet you.
Great to meet you. Thanks.
All right. 11:46 coming up next. I'm going to update you on my Comcast situation from last week. So many of you have written to me about it. I do have finality on it. I'll tell you about it next on KGO.
After a long, hard, stressful day, wouldn't it be nice to relax in your own private sauna at home? Own your own private sauna. They're surprisingly affordable and can be delivered and installed the same day. ClassicSaunaProducts.com. Shop online or see their showrooms in Dublin and Union City. And right now, mention KGO and get an additional 10% off their lowest sale price. That's ClassicSaunaProducts.com. 800-616-0667. ClassicSaunaProducts.com.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-607-1909. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-607-1909. That's 1-800-607-1909.
It's a new year and time to look forward to an exciting 2013, and here's a terrific way to start. Hey, it's Ron Owens inviting you to join me June 27th on a luxurious crystal cruise from Rome to incredible Istanbul on the six-star Crystal Symphony. Now, we've sailed on crystal many times before. There is nothing like it, and now it's even better. It is all-inclusive. Included in our discounted fare are free gratuities, free fine wines and spirits, free gourmet dining at all venues, free open bar on board, free in-cabin beverages, and much, much more. And listen to the itinerary. From Rome, scenic Sorrento and Taormina, Sicily. Then the Greek islands of Mykonos and Santorini. And finally, Kushadasi and incredible Istanbul, Turkey.
This 9-day crystal cruise includes a free onboard spending credit for Ron Owens listeners.
Please join me on this world-class crystal cruise. Call Sterling Travel at 1-800-777-6540. That's 800-777-6540 or log on to KGO.com and the Ron Owens page.
Attention homeowners, rates have dropped again and are at all-time historic lows. If you refinanced your mortgage into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate within the last 18 months, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. We'll redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. That's right, no title fees, no appraisal fees, no escrow fees, no fees, period. With fixed rates at 60-year lows, you may be able to start saving money immediately, and it won't cost you a dime. It's really that easy. We'll refinance your loan, and we pay for everything. Call Home and Loan Finders now to lock in a low fixed rate today with 0 points or fees at 800-695-8161. Even if you're in process with another lender, you need to call Home and Loan Finders now. Call 800-695-8161. That's 800-695-8161. 800-695-8161. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms are subject to change and not all applicants may qualify. Licensed by the California Department of Real Estate, number 01837288. NMLS number 308085.
Whether you're planning a trip to the snow or just driving in wet weather, shop now and save during the Ready for Winter sales event at Carlson Subaru in Redwood City. Drive a new 2013 Forester 2.5X for just $19,490. For more savings, shop online at carlsonsubaru.com. They've been Subaru people for over 30 years. See Carlson Subaru off 101 at Whipple in low overhead, low pressure Redwood City, where the real deals are. Forester number DG438073 at this price. Model DFA 21.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities.
that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Happening now on KGO 810.
49ers in Atlanta for the game tomorrow. San Francisco Special Victims Unit has questioned Michael Crabtree over an alleged sexual assault. A union that represents state engineers is questioning whether construction of the bullet train, the high-speed rail, will undergo enough scrutiny. We'll have traffic and the weekend forecast. Things looking good for Mavericks tomorrow. It's all coming up at the top of the hour on KGO 810.
President Barack Obama.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
Takes the oath of office again Monday.
Catch it all.
Live on KGO 810.
Lara Starr and Liana Ramos producing the show today. Really great to meet Maria Ross. When you hear stories about life and you hear what people go through and their struggles, that's amazing to me that you have a massive aneurysm like this and you come all the way back. And she really is a lovely, lovely girl. Just a really nice person. I put a picture of her and I on Facebook. And you can find me on Facebook and Twitter, The Monty Show. M-O-N-T-Y, The Monty Show on Facebook. Follow me there. All the stories we talk about, I always put them there. But I had told you about some struggles I was having with Comcast. And usually when I expect bad service, that's usually what I get. And I was pleasantly surprised as the many skeptics who emailed me and tweeted with me about Comcast. I was pleasantly surprised that Comcast went out of their way, bent over backwards, to make sure that my cable service was fixed. And if you don't know the story, let me tell it to you very quickly. I moved recently, and I had all kinds of problems with my move. They canceled my move, and I almost didn't have cable and internet, which is a problem because my wife works from home. And so just all of these problems, on top of the fact that I had a DVR that didn't work for a year, it was terrible. So I move into my new place, Comcast installs my service finally, and I have almost no internet service. I mean, it is crawling. So I got into executive customer service at Comcast, and as soon as that happened, everything changed. Comcast actually sent their own technician. I'd been using a contractor, this company that works for Comcast, to install. They sent an actual guy who works for Comcast, this guy Derek, came out to my house and fixed a bunch of wiring issues and moved this around and moved that around and changed my modem and did this. It works great. And I have to say, the effort that Comcast made stunned me. They don't advertise on the show. I'm not being paid to tell you about this, but so many of you emailed me and tweeted me about it. As hard as I was on Comcast, I just wanted to say that they really came through, and my internet speed was, I was getting ones, twos, and threes. It was brutally slow. Whether I was hardwired or wireless, it was brutal. And they upgraded my internet, and so now literally when I'm hardwired, I can get like 103, I think, is the fastest service we've seen, the fastest speed on our internet. That's astronomical. But I just appreciate that they went out of their way. It's so hard to find good service. It is almost impossible to find good service. And I appreciated that they did that. And in a day and age when you don't see that so much, I thought they did a good job. And it literally was so bad. It literally was at the point where if I had had the availability of different service or, I don't know, satellite, AT&T, if I had had access to anybody, I would have done it. But now that Comcast has come through the way they have, I'm going to give them a chance. I'm not going to cancel my service. I told you on the show last weekend I was going to cancel my Comcast service. I'm not going to do that. I told you last weekend I had already gotten a pretty good credit. They took care of my internet service. They gave me a large credit. So they've really done a good job. And I think I owe it to them to give them a chance. Okay, here come the Comcast horror stories. 80-80. I should have expected this. 80-80-810. Bob in Rockland, you're on KGO. Hello.
Yeah, my parents had a problem with their bundled package, and a Comcast sales guy happened to go down the street and they asked for help. He offered help. All was good. Well, what he did is he gave them a new phone number. I suspect somehow he got some kind of sales credit for that. So after 50 years, they got a new phone number and they didn't know it.
Oh, wow.
And I figured that out because I was trying to call them. So I called Comcast customer service, got a very helpful guy, but the answer was there was nothing they could do. They had to wait a couple of weeks to get the transaction reversed, and there was a chance that somebody else could get their old number. And I tried to escalate it to the manager, and all the guy would say is, what's their account number? I said, I don't know my parents' account number. And he kept asking me questions like that, which obviously I couldn't answer. I mean, I don't know anybody out there that has their parents' account number memorized.
No, you wouldn't.
And it just wouldn't help and just refused to talk to me. And I'd called again the next day and the next day.
Well, look, here's what I'll do for you. And anybody else who has a problem with Comcast, just email me. It's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, Monty at KGOradio.com. And I will give you the contact that I have at Comcast. And I've already talked to this person, and she has said, give the number out and give it to people who need it, and I will help everybody who calls. So if you email me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, Monty at KGOradio.com, I'll give you the Comcast contact that I have. And this person, this girl, helped me tremendously. She works in executive customer service, and I know that all the complaints that I got in email and through Facebook, if you just send me a message, I'll send you the contact back. Because I believe that Comcast wants to fix these problems. And I know that Comcast has had service issues. Hell, I went through it. But if you give them a chance at the highest level to fix it, and they don't, hey, that's one thing. But I tell you, give them a chance. Because I think I haven't enjoyed my Comcast service the way I do now ever in the past. And I've had Comcast for a minute now. I haven't enjoyed it. And now my picture's better because they made one simple wiring change at the box. So my picture got, I mean, remarkably better. My internet speed is remarkably better. I would tell you to give them a chance because it's so easy not to. It is so easy not to. All right. It is 11:59 at KGO. Again, my email address, because I'm sure somebody missed it, Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, Monty at KGOradio.com. Coming up next, I want to get into a couple of things. The Second Amendment is one of them. The Second Amendment is 221 years old. You heard me right, 221 years old, and we're still trying to apply it to our world today. Do you believe the Second Amendment, your right to keep and bear arms, do you believe that that law, that constitutional amendment, do you believe that it applies today? I don't believe it does apply today. I think we need it. I don't think it applies.